This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Open enrollment is here, and the state's health insurance marketplace has done an analysis about what impact Congress not extending tax subsidies will have. Marketplace customers ages 55 to 64 who get financial assistance will experience average net premium increases of about $235 per month. That's according to Connect for Health Colorado. Open enrollment begins Saturday. Colorado will spend $10 million to shore up food assistance programs for the next few months. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The lawmakers who oversee the state budget approved the funding because SNAP benefits are suspended due to the government shutdown. But that $10 million figure is only a fraction of how much the federal government usually sends to Colorado's 600,000 SNAP recipients each month. Here's nonpartisan legislative analyst Tom Dermody.
It is effectively us trying to plow a field with a fork. The scale of this particular emergency vastly outstrips any ability for the state to mitigate it.
The $10 million in grants will go to food banks in the hardest hit parts of the state. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Five men and a boy who died in an August accident at a Weld County dairy were killed by exposure to hydrogen sulfide gas. The deaths at Prospect Valley Dairy near Keensburg had long been suspected of being connected to the toxic gas. The determination by the Weld County coroner will add to an investigation by the Federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration. This is CPR News and KRCC.